Still, this is what I know what God's will is for me. He doesn't want me to be like them, you know, in every way. And to some degree, conforming to the image of Christ isn't like I got to get the same haircut he had. But on the other hand, I've got to be temperate in all things. It includes the way I eat. And you know what? It doesn't mean I have to be skinny right now, but it means I need to right now change the way I do things. You know what I mean? If I change the way I do things, and I have made progress already, and the Lord is, and this is how I know it's working, is because God has shown me, it's in my heart. He put it there. You know, it's not like just one of those things where it's like, okay, I gotta lose weight. Because I had this for a long time, and I could never do it. I've been wanting to lose weight for years. Probably ever since I started putting on weight, I wanted to lose weight. Back when I was 225, I thought I was too heavy. When I came back from college, I'd put on about 15 pounds. I thought, gosh, I look like I've gained a lot of weight. Of course, I had a lot of water retention from all the alcohol. Eating a lot of pizza with that dope I was smoking. Right? But even back then, I wanted to lose weight. Now I'm, you know, 30 pounds heavier than that. Not at my top anymore, but still, it's like, you know, I still know it's like it's going all the way. Because God has already written in me the changes. See, that's because I receive it by faith. Not that I had some great faith to say, I know I'm going to lose weight. No. What it was, I'd been asking and waiting. And it's fascinating to me because it's all these things come. In my life, they've come. I didn't have to have some great faith. Like where I was just so sure. But I had just a tiny bit of faith. Mustard seed, you know? Just a little bit of faith is all it takes. That and you wait. But those times the way God has answered my faith by giving the promises has increased my faith. And now my faith is greater and been built upon that foundation. You know, it starts off as small as a mustard seed, but grows into the greatest of trees. And even a little faith will tear down mountains and move them into the sea. So do not discount faith, because that's how I obtain everything I have obtained thus far, the little I have. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. Literally, it's interesting. Excess is asotia. Soteria is the word that means like salvation. And sotia, asotia, like they have atheist, or that's out of Greek too. And like, antichrist is anti, but anti and a are like aphron, asotia. It's like our prefix would be like non or no or whatever. Or we have A, we have atheist, or what else is there? AWOL? No, I'm just kidding. Agnostic, that's directly from Greek, because gnosko is the Greek word for knowledge. Agnostic means don't know, ignorant. But anyways, it's like that. Asodia, it means unsavedness. Drunken with wine is like unsavedness. By implication, profligacy, which is, I think, an English word that means profligate. I forgot. I'm kind of embarrassed. I wrote down the word here that I don't understand. But you get it, what it means. It means sort of badly behaved. You know, drunken with wine is excessive. In fact, I think profligacy is equal to excess. Okay. See, this might be an example where the literal meaning of the word may not be exactly what is intended by the combination of the two words. See, unsavedness, the meaning being excess. Why? Because the actions that lead you to out away from salvation are always excesses into sinful areas, drunkenness. Fornication, uncleanness, you know, the works of the flesh. But instead, we should be filled with the Spirit, because that will lead to salvation. You know, and I know, because I used to be a man of excess when it came to, you know, I could go through a quarter ounce of pot in a day and a half. That's a lot of weed. You know, I could smoke cigarettes faster than you could say Jack Robinson. Though I know people who smoke a lot more than I do, and they must have just smoked constantly. I always went outside, there came a point when I went outside. Well, whatever. I'm not trying to reduce the sin in it, you know. But drunkenness and drug use, it's all the same thing, you know. We're supposed to be sober-minded. And all drugs relieve you of a sober mind. People, you know, I used to try to say, oh, well, pot smoking is not a sin. Because I was a Bible teacher and I smoked pot. And sort of like, that's kind of like not too hip, you know. In the world, they want to make, pot is like, hey. I mean, I've said before, I think they ought to decriminalize all the drug uses. I don't care if it's crack cocaine. Just stop putting those people in jail. There's no point to it. They need to obviously receive some sort of treatment for drug use or something. I mean, obviously the gospel would sure be a big, what they really need. I'm just saying, as far as a nation of laws, it's just a waste. And it's a cause for murder and so on and so forth, because these laws are just, they're better off treating, a more effective law would be one that treated it as a public health issue. You know, would it be effective? No, people would still do drugs, you know? And you know what? To me, it's like if more people did drugs, it doesn't scare me. Because it's just more ears ready for the gospel, as far as I'm concerned. Because drugs wreak havoc on one's life. I know, if they made drugs legal tomorrow, I would definitely not be a partaker with them. There's plenty of things that are legal that men should not do. I mean, drunkenness, that's one of the most dangerous drugs right off the bat. You know? And that's already out there. And the people who are doing drugs, they're driving. And I don't know that anything would...